begin by calling down the Holy Spirit upon you. So what I ask you to do is in your heart of hearts, pray for what you most desire. For yourself or someone else. Or for the world. In your heart of hearts, pray for what you most desire.
How about
speaking in tongues. Anything else?
Don't understand.
Well, they were all speaking four languages. Yeah, is that really happening? Okay. Now, high school freshmen go straight to the language. They entirely skip over like the wind and the fire and go into the language. So, well done. Now, what's the reading I cut off here? Because at the end of the reading, when the people are talking and they're all speaking our languages, the last line of this section, you can look it up, second chapter of Acts, he said, oh, they had too much new wine. In other words, why are they like this? They're drunk. They're drunk. Well, here's what Luke is doing. Luke is telling a story, and he's doing theology. He's doing both of these things. Something happened. And it's something that's never happened before. And he's doing his best to describe the Holy Spirit coming down on those gathered in fear in that room. Now, Old Testament imagery, you're talking about the presence of God, there's going to be wind, or there's going to be fire, or there's going to be blood. So when the Lord was leading the chosen people away from Egypt, there was a whirlwind leading in front of them, and at nighttime, it would go around behind them and be a pillar of fire to protect them from Pharaoh's army. God was with them. He was present with them. So these are physical images of the presence of God. And something's happening in this room. And so Luke brings it on big time. The wind, a loud voice, the wind inside a locked room. And as that tongues of fire came down, did that actually happen? Maybe. Something happened. And he's trying to make it clear that it's the Holy Spirit coming down in language that the people reading the Acts in the first century know exactly what he means. God has been poured out now on the earth. Now, what happens when God's poured out, when the Holy Spirit's poured out upon us? And is everything the same old, same old? Well, it shouldn't be. Let's hope it's not. You know, it's like, hopefully, our lives are changed forever. Now, then, after my ninth graders, I would move to Forrest Gump. See that? In that movie, Forrest Gump? And he and Dan are out shrimping. And of course, Forrest Gump's an idiot. So, Hurricane Andy or somebody's coming, he doesn't know to go into port. So they write it out. But the way it happens is they're shrimping with all the other competition. They're throwing up toilet seats and license plates. About three or four shrimp a hole. And it's frustrating. My Lieutenant Dan says to Gump, well, Gump, where's that God of yours now? And Forrest Gump says, what a funny thing, Lieutenant Dan said that, because right then, God showed up. And it's a hurricane. That wind is just whipping. And that goes through the room like this. Gump's hanging on. Lieutenant Dan's up in the crow's nest. And God, he's having it out with God. Is this all you got? Bring it on! Come and get me if you think you can. He's having it out with God. So, as it happens, there is one shrimp home that survives the hurricane. And so all the shrimp after that was the good shrimp. Thank you. And then I would get a call on him to share. And after a while, the calm scene, and Lieutenant Dan sitting on the gun, and he looks over to Forrest, he says, "Forrest, I never thanked you for saving my life." And he dives into the water and he goes back to And Gump says, he never said it, but I think Lieutenant Dan had come to terms with God. His life was changed. The Holy Spirit blew into his life, and his life was forever changed. Now, these are popular movies with powerful images. And if you hadn't been paying attention to the second reading, to the first reading here, you wouldn't get that these are biblical images. And then in black of all things, before Zoom. So, you know, when I was going to teach freshmen, I was working at Georgetown campus, and if you're in Warwick College on campus, I discovered when I walked across campus with my college, students, I was in business. Nobody would greet me, no one would say anything, it was just, there's some religious person who would hear all of it. So I never wore that, but when I went to teach freshmen, I put on the last suit I had to wear. That's from that. last suit. Because I was teaching 14-year-old idiots high school theology. Right, sometimes. So,
try it.
Life. Pouring out of the Spirit should forever change. Did it change for the birth of the church? Pentecost is the birthday of the church. Prior to Pentecost, the disciples were gathered in fear, the apostles gathered in disciples. All people were just gathered in fear. Pentecost happens, and now they are sent. Now they're on. Blues Brothers, a mission from God. We're on a mission from God. And they go busting out of that locked room, praising God in tongues. You heard tongues. Did that sound like any foreign language to you? Did it sound like gibberish? That's why the last time you didn't hear is they're drunk. People sound like that. They must be drunk. This is where the story, the history, is actually being told. The theology, you are gifted with the Holy Spirit. Go forth and proclaim the glory of God in every tongue. That's the mission. And so, Luke says that by having those who are filled with the Holy Spirit proclaiming the glory of God in all languages. He's doing theology. He's telling us what our past is. Now, one last thing. As for the next few Sundays, we're going to be hearing the stories of the early church. The first church were all Jews. They were all Jews in Jerusalem. And their understanding from all of Scripture, from all the teachings that they had ever learned about the law and the prophets, the Messiah was meant for the Jews. Everyone knew that. So imagine their surprise doing things against those rules and start pouring out upon Gentiles. Oh my God! Even Gentiles are gifted with the Holy Spirit. And there were great arguments about that. It is not up to us to argue about what God can or cannot do. We heard in the second reading, no one can proclaim Jesus as Lord unless gifted by the Holy Spirit. So if we know people who do not proclaim Jesus as Lord, they haven't failed. They haven't failed anything. We have no right to judge whether or not they are saved. Because it's a gift. What we have been given is a gift. We don't have to worry about anybody else except us. How do we proclaim the glory of God gifted by the Holy Spirit? Not by judging others, but by proclaiming the glory of God. And encouraging people to find in their lives the glory of God. And if they're fascinated by our being fully alive in this, then it's up to God. It's up to God. This is a great day. This is the birthday of the church. We'll sing that at the end of Mass, right? Pentecost is the birthday of the church because this is the day that the Lord said, you are my disciples. You go forth and proclaim the glory of God. I send the Holy Spirit upon you. John, I breathe upon you the Holy Spirit. Forgive those who sin. Heal